Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. The Rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Everybody's being safe. I rolled in here. Had some high winds, plenty of rain coming down. Saw some threats possibly of tornadic activity. Keep an eye on the weather. Of course, John, you don't study meteorology like others around here do. You used to, but you quit on us. So we don't really have that on our show. Maybe we need it. Maybe we need to get that back. Maybe that's what's been missing.
Don't make no mistake about it. At any time, I can tap back into that. All right? And I plan to today.
Hugh Freeze has been introduced as a new coach at Auburn. You know what? He's keeping a Cadillac. You like that? Brad didn't seem too impressed.
Well, it's a rival now. Hugh Freeze has become a rival yet again.
Well, that's true. That's
so
true.
He's keeping on a, you know, very professional face here.
I'll keep moving. Maybe we can impress Brad. The Grizz are sitting pretty, quarter of the way through the season. Can always talk about that. Can break that all the way down. Jerry Jones wants some Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes, he does.
Do you think it can help?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that here on the show today.
One more thing before I hand it off to you.
Okay.
I am feeling very patriotic today.
Oh, okay.
Don't think I don't know what's going on today at 1 p.m.
Yes.
U.S.A.
During the show. During the show. During the show. It's a big game.
Let's go.
This is the game of the tournament for the United States.
We must win.
Must win to advance. Anything other than that, and their ass is coming home stateside. So
Iran, don't call it Iran.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta channel the Whitney Houston anthem, though. I mean, this is the biggest game that these guys are going to play.
Because advancing for us is glory, isn't it?
Yeah, quite honestly, if they
That's about the best we're going to do.
If they play this rendition of the national anthem, we're going to lose 3-0, right? You got to play that Whitney Houston joint, because that's what's going to get people ready to go.
Gather all our powers.
Yeah. So we'll get into all that today here on the show, America, Iran. Right here, not on 92.9, but obviously we'll be paying attention. So, yeah. So hopefully we have some highlights.
Sound like some football.
Yeah, I was gonna say hopefully we have some highlights that sound like that. Please enjoy. Please enjoy. Hear about no Marvin Gaye. I don't want to hear about this not being actually live.
You're interrupting Whitney.
Sorry.
No joke. I mean, that is chills.
It's powerful every time.
That is chills. And that I think that can
every time.
The only thing that is anywhere close to as powerful
God,
as that
rest our soul.
As getting a call from Joe Biden before the match. Carmelo, LeBron, Chris Bosh, go bring home the gold, Joe Biden says. Somebody had to remind him that that is not, in fact, that's wrong time and sport. Know what I mean? So we had to play the Whitney anthem to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a momentous day, hopefully, for the United States. I'm hoping by the time we get out of here, you know, last time we passed it off.
Right.
And to Gino and Jeffrey.
It didn't go well.
They blew it. They blew it.
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna try to get them a 2-0 advantage.
Give them a little more this time.
They could not protect 1-0. We'll get into all that here on the show.
That Whitney blows your way.
It does, man.
No matter how many
it
times.
Does.
It's amazing.
It's like,
thank you for that. Thank you for that, Brad.
Thank you for Whitney for that.
Yeah.
You know, for that performance. It is. It's all these years later. It's still just it
that,
stops
that
you in your tracks.
Sing. That woman could sing.
No doubt, and that's why I don't want to hear about no Marvin Gaye at the 1975 All-Star Game, bro. It's just not even close to the same.
That debate is about live. Anthems.
Yeah, I understand, but. That,
we understand that, like, Whitney's was
it's like,
much
that's
more
like
powerful.
Taking like such a small piece of the debate, you know, where you're just trying to find a win.
Okay.
Just let Whitney have it.
She has it.
All right. Jessica Benson's going to join us. The Whitney Houston of Grind City Media.
Yep.
Right?
Yes. A star.
Just in terms of the yes. She's diva.
I was thinking about whether Jessica could sing, and I shouldn't have even
Well, yeah, she
that,
can.
She is the diva.
She has the Broadway, you know, background, so... The Whitney Houston of Grind City Media is going to join us at 11:25. We will talk to her about the Grizz, about the University of Memphis basketball team, about the U.S., all this with Jessica at 11:25. Then at 1:25, excited about this, it's holiday season. Hey! Remember O.J. the Juice Man?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Got to go way back for that. That was like 2006. Doc Holliday is going to join us from WMC Action News 5. Of course, he's going to be taking over for Jarvo. Very soon here, officially, right?
Yeah.
Turn
what's
of the new
beginning
year.
Of the year.
Yeah, so he'll join us at 1:25, and really excited to talk to him about Memphis football. You know, because as a former player and as a media member in this town, he has a very unique perspective on this, and I'm sure he's got some strong feelings. So he will join us at 1:25. That is the show today. Looking forward to it. We got five things that we need to get to. And I'm going to throw them at you, and I'm going to ask you to follow, unfollow, block, mute, whatever you do.
Okay.
Let's get it. Thank you, CeeLo Green. The United States of America, 1776.
What?
Constitution, Bill of Rights, feet, inches. What else we got? That's unique to us. MAGA.
Why'd you put that in there?
Sorry. United States is getting out.
You were doing a decent enough job.
Of group play. What has to happen? So for those of you who may not know, United States has to...
Win.
Not draw, but beat Iran...
Win.
...to advance to the knockout round.
Win.
To the knockout stage. They cannot draw. Now, here's the problem.
Just win.
Iran has to draw.
So they're going to pack it in.
They want to keep the score at nothing to nothing.
What's the phrase for that? Will they lay back, Brad? What is the soccer phrase for
that?
Pack it in, lay back?
Yeah. That's what they will do.
Yeah, we sound like real soccer guys.
Well, we're not that. But
defensively, I can diagram it. Get back.
That's right. That they're going to be in like a, you know, a 0-0, you know, 11 formation.
Thank you for that.
It's going to have 11
dudes.
No,
this should provide some interesting, some compelling drama.
Oh, the strategy is going to be quite something.
Unlike I would think most matches you watch.
So I know.
Or to a degree.
You have been breaking down the Iran roster here.
Iran.
Is the United States getting out of group play?
Yes, I'm following this. I'm all in. I know when we started this trek, I was even accused, John, of not being very patriotic. All I was saying was I didn't like our chances, okay? And that meant I wasn't talking about advancing out of group play. I actually liked the chances there, but it was after that. I'm all the way in. Who's not in after that anthem performance by Whitney Houston, you'd be silly if you weren't. Of course I'm following all this all the way. 1 p.m., like we say, hopefully you've got a nice little lead. You hand it off to the 2-4, and they keep it this time. Remember, I was glued in for the second half against Wales.
Yeah.
Was on the road for
That's
England.
Right. Yeah, you
but
were
was
locked
glued in.
In
for the second half against Wales. So I'm following this all the way. Are we advancing? No. Are we? Are we favorites? What's the betting line, John? That's where you usually help us.
I think the United States is a slight favorite here.
That's what I thought.
I am gonna unfollow it though.
Oh Lord! Now how am I gonna be accused of being unpatriotic? And you're unfollowing America advancing.
Yeah, it's minus 107. The United States is minus 107 on the money line. This is a draw. The United States is going to draw. They're not going to be able to score. That's what I believe. They really haven't been able to all tournament. They scored once against Wales. They didn't score against England. They just don't have anybody who can do it. They don't have a striker. They don't have a goal scorer, right? We don't have that Landon Donovan, that Clint Dempsey. He doesn't exist. You know, Pulisic is I can't nail his name. I hear it and I
Christian
can't.
Christian Pulisic.
But that's not how they say it on the broadcast. They say like Pulisic. Pulisic. That's what they say. Regardless, he's not really a goal scorer. He's a magic man in the midfield. He can make a lot of things happen. He can dish it out. He can have a great pass, needle it through. Not a goal scorer. Not a great goal scorer. So we don't have that dude. We're not moving on. This is it. This is the end of the road. Sorry.
That saddens me. Especially after Whitney.
I was born on July the 4th. There's nobody that is more patriotic than me.
Well, all y'all that had that Jason doesn't follow this. Jason is in America.
Yeah.
Y'all put that energy on John today then.
Yeah, no, I just don't see it.
You're not unfollowing because you won't be watching and tuned in. You're unfollowing because you do not believe.
I do not believe.
We will win.
I do not believe that we will win. I just simply do not.
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
I believe that we will win.
Where you at, Brad?
I believe that we will win.
I believe that we will win.
Do not believe that we will win.
I'm not feeling it. Brad's not in it. He's
not. Brad's not in it.
You're not saying it. This is very disappointing.
You know,
I'm disappointed in you two particularly.
Here's the thing.
In your American spirit today.
This is not what we do. We don't play soccer. We don't do it.
All right, we don't need a diatribe.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's why my faith is very limited in this. And if this was anything else, swimming, basketball, anything, I mean, gymnastics, I would say, yeah, let's go. It's the sport that we don't play, that we don't invest in. Our kids play it because we don't have anything else to do. We throw them in it when they're 5 years old, and then we give up on them when they're 8 because they're bored. I mean, you can be you can hate that all you want, folks, but it is the truth.
That's why we're going to lose today. You're saying, media, Ron. Moving on.
They're going to draw.
I'll be texting you.
I've seen the script.
I'll be texting you when they win.
I've seen the draw. I've seen the future, unfortunately, and it's going to end in a 0-0 draw. Very disappointing. And we're going to get 10 minutes of extra time, too, by the way. And it will still be 0-0. All right, moving on. Hugh Freeze. Mr. Freeze. Arnold Schwarzenegger in Batman Returns, or one of those movies, will be a major success at Auburn.
I'm following this. I know the talk about is still today about whether or not he should have the job, and there's a faction of Auburn folks that think he shouldn't. The fact is, he's been named, he's been introduced, and as soon as he gets them their first ranked win, he's going to have most of them falling in line behind him. You can judge him morally, judge him as a person, and I think in this case, you talk about whether or not he's paid his dues, paid his penance. That's for his family to decide at this point. Right, because and clearly, you know, he's been through something with them. They're the ones in this sense that should be the most offended. He's gonna win games at Auburn like he's won games everywhere he's been. You know, he took Liberty to as you've seen, unprecedented heights, big wins there. He was winning big at Ole Miss, knocking off Nick Saban. He's going to win big at Auburn. And again, as soon as the big wins start rolling, everybody's going to be behind what Hugh Freeze is doing at Auburn. I'm sure he was made to keep Cadillac, probably.
Yes.
You know, that's probably a good sign in terms of keeping guys that were behind him.
Correct.
You know, off to a good start.
Dillingham,
I would say. Like I've said about Hugh Freeze, stick to being a football coach.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Like, hearing the stuff about the social media, like either he's not going to be as active or maybe not at all. See, that goes back to, okay, he's just keeping it on football. When he keeps it on football, Hugh Freeze is a good football coach. So
Dillingham at Arizona State kept on their, like, you know, local guy that's a legend in the area, you know, who's been there, and it was the interim, right? So it's always wise to, you know, for goodwill in the community, you want to keep those guys on. I want to say Norvell kept on Daryl Dickey back in the day.
Who just got let go by Jimbo. I was made scapegoat there.
Yes, he was. The only way this will fail is if Hugh Freeze, you know, does what he did.
Messes up again.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be on the football field. It's going to be off of it.
And that was so public.
That was very public.
What are the chances of
him
not just sticking to football?
I don't think Hugh Freeze is going to
trip up like that again.
I don't think so. Either he's not going to do it or he's going to get better about hiding it. You know, which I who am I to say which one it's going to be? But yes, I think absolutely he's going to be a thorn in everybody's side in the SEC for years to come, and Auburn will have a chance to play for championships. That's what I believe.
Yep.
The Memphis Grizzlies are a good bet to win the West. That's what Harrington wrote today over the Daily Memphian. Follow, unfollow, Harrington.
Man, I wouldn't have said it before the season. You know how I was on Clippers and everybody else. We don't need to go back through it. And again, you look at the standings right now. You're basically tied for third at 12-8. It's a jumbled West. That's the best thing to go with, the fact that it feels like you're about to get the healthiest you've been in a while when you get Desmond Bain back. Hopefully Zaire's back soon, too. So how can you not like where you're at right now? Jaren's playing out of his mind offensively. We haven't seen him be this good, this consistently, last four games, 20 or more points. First time in his career. You love where Ja Morant's at, coming off a triple-double in the Garden. Dylan Brooks has stepped up with Bane out. And again, not just offensively. I know more people want efficiency from him. Frankly, with Bane out right now, you'll take it as it comes. But look what he's doing for you defensively. How can you not like the position you're in right now? And it feels like, John, everybody else you look at has got something you can question. Whereas with the Grizzlies, soon, they're up to 20th, I think, defensively. You see them climbing up. They were dead last at one point. You're going to be whole, it feels like, here pretty soon. And I tell you what, those guys like Santi Aldama and John Conchar that have had to help you in the starting lineup, it'll make that secondary unit that's struggling defensively, it'll make that unit better having those guys settle into roles. How could you not like? I think it's a great bet. I'd follow this all day long based on where things are, based on how unhealthy the Clippers are.
Yeah.
Some of these other teams, Denver's got questions about some guys. So, I think it's a good bet right now.
Yeah, I mean, the West has, as you said, I mean, it's just
no one's run off.
It's been a little weaker than expected. I mean, you have some jumble at the top. You have some, you know, whether it's the Mavs, you know, you have the Pelicans there, depending on how much you believe in them, et cetera. But
just thwarted them.
Yeah, you honestly do. I mean, you feel like there's not really – I mean, I think you have to give the Suns probably some respect for what they've done the last 2 to 3 years. They were in the finals. They were remarkably consistent. I know last year the bottom fell out against the Mavericks. I feel like they're probably the only team definitively ahead. And I don't think the gap is very wide. I don't think it's like, oh, man, they're just miles better. I'm just giving them the nod based on what they've achieved. They've been to the finals. They have a Hall of Fame point guard in Chris Paul and one of the best scorers in the NBA in Devin Booker. But, you know, the Grizzlies are bearing down on them when they get their guys back. When over 100 people waited to meet Desmond Bane outside the NBA store, by the way.
How about that?
That's what Drew Hill reported. Would you have been one of those 100 if you were in the area?
He's blowing up.
Yeah, over 100 people are waiting to meet Drew Hill when he gets back from Memphis International.
I'm afraid this break's going to hurt him for, you know, the hopes of all. You see people have written about him for possible All-Star hopes, and if he hadn't gone out with that toe, if at the clip he was playing at, he'd have been right there. You know, Shea's got to get in, but he had a chance. I'm afraid this is gonna hurt his chances.
Yeah,
this break. But hopefully you get him back soon. No, 100 people, dude. He's taking two steps up.
Yeah, that's way more than Mike Conley back in the day when he was at AutoZone as a rookie. There's only like 20 people there, and I was one of them. How about that?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Never knew that story.
Yeah. I told you that story, my dumbass friend rapped for him.
He did a freestyle rap for him about him being a rookie with the Grizzlies. It was the worst.
Oh no, yeah, that had to be embarrassing.
I can't believe you
and
just
Mike
did that.
Mike had the fake smile and all that. Very cringy moment.
Very cringy. But looking back on it, hilarious. The idea that my friend thought that was the moment to just start freestyle rapping for Mike Conley inside an AutoZone.
What do you think? Mike was going to sign him up or something? Get him with a label? The hell do you think? Get him with Kanye?
That's what makes it so damn stupid, man.
Man, that's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. But we grow, don't we? We grow.
Hopefully your friend does.
all right. Jason better batten down the hatches tonight because a storm is coming.
Oh, stop. This is ridiculous. I'm blocking this. Aren't we past the worst of it? Seriously?
No.
What?
No, this is just the beginning. This whole thing, it's coming early afternoon, or excuse me, late afternoon, early evening.
Well, you said batten down the hatches tonight, like I said.
Yeah, it's that the worst.
I'm blocking this. I don't get concerned about
it. You don't get in the bathtub when you hear the sirens.
My dad's had to go through a hurricane or threats of it every other week. What are you talking about? We're not scared of a little high winds.
Oh,
not even
going to
say tornadic activity.
Your ass about to be saying we ain't in Toto anymore, or Kansas anymore, Toto.
I'll tell you what, when I used to be in that Mazda, I get blown all around that highway high winds. But I'm a little heavier these days, thankfully. Praise God.
Why are you tempting the fate here with the weather, bro?
I'm not tempting fate.
Yeah, this is like a distinct tempting.
No, I find it irritating that you even added that on.
No,
there.
Because it's like, you know, it's a big thing though when people are like advertising it 2 days out.
Yeah, my wife's like, if they let out schools today, I got let out schools for what?
For the inclement weather, the severe weather, for the kids get to
get
home.
We just got some high winds, John. We're gonna get through it. I got you.
We had
like you said, I got the crystal ball. I've seen into it. We're fine tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm taking my chances.
Famous last words.
The bluff got us like it always got us.
You're right. That is such a...
The bluff got us, man.
But what about when it comes from the south, though? It comes from the south. It's not coming from the west, man. It's a little different. So you're depending on something that may not have a chance to help.
Mm-mm. Feel good.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Jason says it's all good. Don't worry. Right?
I said monitor the weather as we open the show. Don't misrepresent me.
Last thing, Odell Beckham Jr. will make a difference for the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to say no. Jerry seems intent on getting him. You saw the incident with the plane. Jerry says he's not worried about that. Got escorted off. Odell did. Did you see that recently?
Yes.
They said they're not worried about it. He tore his ACL in the Super Bowl last year. So I question where he's going to be at physically by the time he's ready to go for a Cowboys team that seems to be getting it together offensively. What you want to worry about trying to work somebody in that's going to be going to want targets, you know, obviously. I don't think they need him. But Jerry seems hell-bent on doing it. I think Dallas got a good thing right now going. I'm going to unfollow this in the sense that I don't think they need to do it. But I see that Jerry's going to do it. I don't know, John. Physically, I have my doubts on how good he can be.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you could promise me that he was right, you know, I think he definitely helps.
Nah, Dak need to concentrate on what he got going right now with CD. I mean, that's working
well.
Yeah,
but it's like he doesn't have a number two. That's the problem. They don't have a dependable. It's like Noah Brown and Gallup.
Gallup
can make
some
plays.
Gallup has potential.
But I do feel like that offense needs one more weapon. I do.
Is that a sharp weapon by the time you get it? One that you have the time to be working in this time of year.
Odell did score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
But of course he did, but he had time to ramp that up for them.
That's true. We're running out of time here.
You're catching Odell coming off straight off ACL at a time where you're about to be going into the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe as a real threat.
I guess I'm a little
bit
more.
The Niners and Philly.
I guess I'm a little more hopeful about it than you are. But honestly, if he's you know, 75% of what he was, it is a huge asset to the Cowboys. It makes them stronger. I mean, just the threat of him. Just him being out.
I remember Odell in Cleveland, too. It's not always great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're right. There are many years where he did not make the same kind of impact. All right, we'll come back. Jessica Benson's going to join us. We'll talk to her about the Grizzlies, their road ahead, Desmond Bane's profile, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90s Turn FM, ESPN.
Start NFL Week 13. Yep, we're through 13 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Through 12, I should say. Do it from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel, already have an account. You're going to get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. NFL same-game parlays, cool way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. What you got this week? You got Bills at Pats. The Bills, oddly enough, are 0-2 in AFC East play. Everybody else in the division's got two wins or more. That means they're not losing the Patriots. But in terms of putting together your same-game parlay, Stephon Diggs going to go over on the receiving yards. How about Mac Jones under on the passing yards? That's probably likely. Josh Allen, anytime touchdown. That's how you do it. Build your own or choose from one of the popular SGPs that are pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith if you don't already have an account. If you have an account, you're all set. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NFL and of 929FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. 3+ legs, minimum dollar bet required. Refund issues, non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
I'm Chelsea Messenger, helping you beat the books with BetQL. Big spreads in college basketball are common in the early season, but it doesn't mean you should be afraid to play them. East Carolina is a big favorite against South Carolina State, but the Bulldogs are probably road weary, having played their first 7 games away from home. With the Pirates on their home floor and a leaky South Carolina State defense, the BetQL 5-star play of the day is to take East Carolina and lay the points at home.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jessica Benson covers Pete Davidson for Grind City Media. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Catch her on the Grizz Radio Network. JB, first off, congrats are in order. You know, it finally happened on TikTok. You finally crossed over.
You know, I've been working so hard on growing my stupid TikTok for months, and all it took was a clip of Pete Davidson at the Grizzlies game at Madison Square Garden to get it done. 2.4 million views. Like, how does that many people care about Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski? I get it. I understand celeb culture is on another level, but now I feel like if I want to continue to grow my TikTok, I have to go full paparazzi, and I don't have that many opportunities.
Well, what do you think goes into this? Because, I mean, look, I'm happy for you. You know, this has been a personal mission of ours to really prop you up and get that thing off the ground. But, like, the clip in and of itself was not really all that interesting. I mean, it was just Pete Davidson sitting next to, you know, his friend or girlfriend or whatever. Like, there was nothing necessarily amazing about it, yet it took off. You know, why?
First time out.
It's a 6-second clip. Like, it's so stupid.
Right.
Social media. If you need an example of how social media is just infinitely dumb, here it is. 2.4 million views. Like, 55,000 likes on that thing. And it's a 6-second clip of a, we'll call them a couple, making their alleged debut for the first time in public. You know, it had been, like, on the down low, whatever. Pete Davidson continues to be. His dating life is just so heavily under a microscope at this point. Like, it's become a phenomenon in itself. So I think that carries it. And then Emily Ratajkowski has a huge following, too. You put those two together, and it creates TikTok magic, as I learned this week.
Did you have, like, Entertainment Tonight and folks reaching out wanting to use your you know, TMZ wanted to use
no,
your,
they just,
your stuff. Anybody
they
like
much
that?
Better clips. Mine was just a very, I just filmed it off of my TV on the good old Bally Sports Southeast broadcast. But then other people shared, like the Knicks posted the pictures of them. And then I think whoever airs the Knicks game, they showed it as well with a little bit of a clearer, straight ahead image of them like communicating and laughing. So better footage of that. But there were people who I've followed on TikTok for like years at this point who were in my comments. And I was like, oh my God, I know you.
Was it off the TV?
I misunderstood. I thought you were there. I didn't know it was off the TV.
Was it off the TV? Crazy. What was it? Mostly like young women that were like commenting. Like, what was the breakdown here?
Strong mix of young women. A lot of people, you know, like the erasure of Ben Stiller on the left.
No doubt. That's what you did.
Yeah. Of course. On any other given night, they're the headline, right? And like Ben Stiller tweeting about Ja Morant, that's great. Jordan Sparks is on a PR tour right now and she's about to release new music. You're seeing her in a bunch of spots. But just because this was like the first time that they've been together, that's why it mattered. And they chose, or their PR people chose for them, for that specific Knicks game where they're playing the Grizzlies. So it felt very kismet in that moment. But then there's also like a lot of dudes in the comments who are like, who cares? Who are these people? I don't know them.
Yeah, because you would not have just posted a video if it was like just Ben Stiller. I mean, like you would not have said, oh, Ben Stiller's at the Grizzlies.
Yeah, you know, stop this.
You know,
right.
Ben
I mean,
Stiller
it'd be cool.
Slander. But he's
been doing
it
for 2 days now.
And Christine Taylor, like, come on, put respect on her
ben,
as well.
Ben Stiller just like
happily together.
That would have been a big thing in like 2004, right? Ben Stiller at the Grizzlies game, like when the Grizzlies had just freshly moved here.
Peak Ben Stiller in the like mid 2000s.
Dodgeball,
like Zoolander, Meet the Parents, Dodgeball, Night at the Museum.
Yes,
all of those.
Yes, no question about it. Well, the Grizzlies are certainly in their peak moment now. It feels like, or will be soon. They're building up to that. You look around the West, and there the Grizzlies sit, despite really not having their full complement of players. What do you make of that? The fact that the Grizzlies are near the top of the West, despite not really having their whole unit out there. What do you make of just where they sit and what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I think coming off of that game at Madison Square Garden and John Morant's first triple-double of the season, like, it's just solid energy right now. And all you could ask for the Grizzlies were for them to tread water amidst all of the rotating rotations and various players being in and out with injuries. And instead of just treading water, like, especially in the last two games, they have swam strongly up into that upper half of the West right now. Defensively, they're getting better. It helps when you have Jaren Jackson Jr. back on the floor, certainly, and what Dylan Brooks continues to do for this defense. And then when it comes to Ja Morant, he's been consistently awesome through and through. And in the first half of the first quarter of the season, you saw him and Desmond Bane taking off and evolving into one of the most dynamic backcourts in the league. Now we've seen the duo of him and Jaren Jackson Jr., the high-low potential there. Now it's just a matter of getting the duo action into trio action when hopefully all three of them are on the court at the same time. So there's just a lot of reasons to be excited about this team and what it ultimately will mean for the depth, the second unit, as this team continues to get healthier.
I know it's a relatively small sample size, but does it feel like to you we're seeing an evolution perhaps for Jaren offensively, just in terms of what he can do around the basket? I know he's been, that's sort of been a process, but what I've liked is the games where, again, you're getting easy opportunities on second chance baskets. You're following your shots. It just seems like there's so much more there. Does it, first time, 20 plus points last four games? He's done that in his career. What do you think of what we're seeing with Jaren offensively?
Absolutely. And I think even though it's a small sample size, because of what you just said, for the first time in his career, it's four straight games having 20 plus points. So it feels like you're seeing a more aggressive Jaren, a bigger Jaren, someone who's just continued to grow into his big body. He's still so young, and the muscle that he's put on, I know, I think it was last season when he was like, oh, did he grow another inch? Maybe he did, and it's just ultimately him finding his way on the court and really truly understanding what it means to be a walking mismatch night in and night out and to look more to scoring the basketball. I thought even in that follow-up where he missed the three against the Knicks on Sunday and followed it up and went in there and dunked it in. Yep. Like, that's just, it's the little moments like that where it feels like a different Jaren. It feels like a Jaren who is way more interested in contributing on an offensive level, similarly to what he's already given you and the defensive side of things as one of the premier shot blockers in the league.
When you look around the West, you know, I think we went into this season, you know, believing Golden State was going to come. And look, they're capable at any time of figuring it out. They haven't yet. But how many teams in the West as of today do you truly feel like, you know, are threats to the Grizzlies? Is it two? Is it three? Like, what's that list look like for you in terms of, you know, the Grizzlies' peers here?
Yeah, it's super weird right now. I mean, just in terms of what we thought this season was going to look like in the West and how dramatically different it has been thus far, I think you have to give respect cred to the Suns. They've looked solid, and because of their recent history, you assume that they're built in a way where they could emulate that once again. But it certainly doesn't feel like they're a clear runaway either with the West. And then you have the Clippers, who have looked weaker than expected. The Nuggets have looked weaker than expected. You have the Pelicans sitting up there towards the top right now and full of potential, but the Grizzlies just beat them by 20 points the other night. And yes, New Orleans was without C.J. McCollum and Brandon Ingram got hurt. But still, it just doesn't feel like there is a bona fide leader in the conference, which is why it's so exciting for the Grizzlies to be in the position that they're in.
I feel like, I wonder if you're here too, Jess, that if you can get whole, even getting Bain back, I think matters in this. But we've seen it with Dylan, where he is the ultimate two-way guy for you. And defensively, he's guarding the other team's best guy, whether that's, you know, De'Aaron or sometimes Zion, whoever you've got out there. It just feels like to me, I mentioned this with my guy saying, like, this is perhaps the year where Dylan gets that, you know, all-defensive team, all-defensive team nod. The Celtics last year, I think, had Smart and Williams first and second team. Does this feel like a year to you where maybe you could get them both, Dylan and Jaren, maybe in a way like that? I hate to ask for both on the first team. That's probably asking too much. But don't you think if you can get them both on the floor and for a long enough stretch, they keep their health or whatever else, that we could be looking at the two of them both making it?
Yes, absolutely. And when it comes to the Grizzlies continuing to lean into that defensive identity, like, those are your two anchors in that. So certainly if the Grizzlies end up being yet again a top five defense in the NBA this year and your two stars on that group are Dylan and Jaren, I think they have the potential there. And you've seen it in the early returns, like you just pointed out. The versatility of Dylan Brooks just continues to – we're so used to it here, but the difference of a De'Aaron Fox versus a Zion Williamson and what he was able to do in the opening minutes of that game against the Pelicans that really put the stamp on the tone of the entire thing. It's such a – it's a rarity, and it's one of the reasons why he continues to be so valuable for this Grizzlies team.
We're talking to Jessica Benson, host of Rise and Grind. Catch on the Grizz Radio Network right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, going to turn you to some other topics. If you were, and it's a tough ask, I know, but if you were Laird Veach, what is the message you would be trying to send to your fan base about a return here that has now been, you know, reported as happening with Ryan Silverfield? What's the right tone?
A tone of consistency and stability, and sometimes you're better off with what you know versus new terrain, and the grass is not always greener. I mean, those are a ton of cliches. You can buy into whichever one that you want. I don't think anyone wants to try to frame this football season as anything other than a disappointment, not the most fun in the world, but if you have your head coach coming back, if you have Seth Hennigan choosing to, as it appears and reports to be, coming back for another year next year, you do have stability there, and that's something to be said in a very much changing American Athletic Conference where, by all means, Memphis should be able to retake control of this conference, and so that's where you want to put all of the energy. I think it's really tough right now, and, you know, losing the regular season on a pick in the end zone to SMU after it looked like maybe you could sneak in one more win, it doesn't sit great, but it's better than a losing season, I guess.
Should Memphis, like,
that sounds so sad.
No, well, I mean, it is, and I think it all comes back to, you know, ambition. And, you know, is it a thing where you knowing, you know, what you know and having been here and you've sort of seen the highs and lows of Memphis football, like, do you think they should still try to find that ambition? Or do you think that, you know, it's understandable, you know, how browbeaten they are given the circumstances around conference realignment? Like, do you think they should still strive to be what they were? Can they be that? Or do you think there should be a level of acceptance based on what's happened in college athletics?
I think you have to consistently stay ambitious because you have no idea what the ultimate landscape of college football is going to look like. How far does expansion go? What does the Division One landscape look like ultimately when all is said and done? Is this a matter of a couple teams in the group of five getting left out down the stretch who don't get included in like big boy football? You just never know where it's going. And so you want to remain one of the premier programs within the group of five. And so because of that, you have to keep breathing life. But I also understand, you know, the opposite side of that is the frustration of you were left out again. And it doesn't feel like, at least in the immediate future, there is a whole lot of hope expansion-wise for Memphis to find a home outside of the American Athletic Conference. So you really have to kind of dig deep and find that internal pressure on yourself to be the best in the situation that you're in right now, so that maybe 5 years down the road, I mean, it could be even 10 years down the road, you aren't left out ultimately on the outside looking in yet again.
Will Auburn be a contender now that Hugh Freeze is the football coach? I'll ask it that way, Jess. What's coming for Auburn?
Heavy sigh. probably. Hugh Freeze is a proven football coach. He's a proven coach who beat Nick Saban 2 years in a row. And at Auburn, that's really what matters, and being able to compete in the SEC and having, you know, gone the rounds at Liberty, at Arkansas State previously, has been all over the place. And ultimately, he probably will find a way to win, and I'm aware that that is all that matters in the SEC. But I must say, from a just sheer frustration standpoint, it is a little frustrating to watch Hugh Freeze once again. We all knew it was going to happen. It felt inevitable. But for that to happen yesterday amidst everything that's happened, and not just a matter of using university-paid cell phones back in the day to solicit certain services, but what happened at Liberty this past summer with the sexual assault allegations with a couple of football players and Hugh Freeze sliding into the DMs of one of the accusers, that's not a good look, and it goes back to everything else. But ultimately, your question was, will he win? And I think he probably will.
Revenge game on is it this Friday? It is.
It is. The Grizzlies have a game at the same time. And
oh,
I'm
no.
Devastated. I know.
Oh,
I know, it's tough.
No.
Uh-huh.
That's brutal.
Yep. It sure is. So while the Grizzlies take on the Sixers, I will have my attention split with USC Utah on my computer.
You expect a win, don't you?
Yes. Coming off of last weekend, you know, when we talked last week, coming off of the UCLA win, I had allowed my hopes and dreams to evolve to a little more legitimate level. And then what they were able to do to Notre Dame, Caleb Williams having his Heisman moment, all of that looks to put the Trojans in a place where they can get revenge on Utah. And listen, going back to that game in Salt Lake City, I was there. I happened to attend the one USC loss of the year, so maybe it's a good thing.
That's right.
That there's no way I can make it to the Pac-12 championship game in Las Vegas. But that game had so much emotion with it. Rice-Eccles is a tough place to play, but on top of that, Utah was honoring two of its fallen football players. And so it just kind of felt like one of those everything falling into place for Utah to win. I'm excited for this matchup a second time around.
Here's my question. Like, I will never fall down the trap of thinking a Pac-12 team could win, you know, a championship.
That's good. That's smart thinking.
They can't do that.
But, until we see it happen someday.
But, well, you know, we won't, because you guys are going to the Big Ten anyway. So it's like, and you're the best chance that the Pac-12 has. But how close do you think? I mean, the idea of Caleb Williams running around that Georgia defense, I mean, it is intriguing. How close can they keep it?
It feels closer than it's ever felt. And the thing that really inspired me in the Notre Dame game was, yes, Caleb Williams was phenomenal, and he's running east, west, north, south, everywhere in between, and just making incredible plays. But it didn't just come down to, all right, USC once again is riding on the back of Caleb Williams for a win. I thought the offensive line and defensive lines looked dominant for really the first time this season. And you have backup running back Austin Jones, who has just been blended. Like, when Travis Dye went down, the Oregon transfer, and he was really one of the heartbeats of the USC offense, it felt like that was a potential soul sucker for this USC team. And instead, it's been next man up mentality, and this offense just churns in such an exciting and electrifying way. They'll put points on the board. It's just a matter of defensively, that's been the question all year, looked better against Notre Dame. They've been so opportunistic with turnovers. If you can get a couple of those, it feels like they really could at least have a chance to make it close.
Jess, you are the best. Appreciate your
Thanks
time, as always.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good one.
Yep. She is Jessica Benson, famous now on TikTok.
2.4 million views, man. That's where it's at.
Got 2.4 million views recording it off TV.
Yeah. Well, it's just like nobody else put it on TikTok, you know?
Or she just did it fast.
She just jumped on at the opportunity, you know? And it worked.
And that was their first time out in public. Like, I understood that TMZ was all over it.
There's people in the comment section saying it looks so platonic. Doesn't look like a, you know, a spark. Who knows? Not for me to judge, because I don't know.
You could still have a spark and not do the whole PDA.
You know who they were sitting next to?
What?
Not just Ben Stiller.
I'm not a real big PDA guy myself.
I told you that before. I mean, we're all...
Neither are you.
No.
You don't get real kissy-kissy publicly.
No. Why? Right. What's the point? I'm 31 years old. You know, when I was 16, whatever. You know, I didn't care. But I'm 31 now. I'd like to believe I have some class.
Yeah.
Jordan Sparks, also.
I saw her there.
Yeah. You a big Jordan Sparks guy?
I didn't realize she had a new album coming out.
Oh, she got a new one?
That's what Jess said.
Oh.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that or a tour or something. I heard.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
Okay.
That was the jam back in the day.
Yeah.
That was a jam, dude.
For you.
It was a jam for you, too. Undeniable. But anyway, yeah, congrats to Jessica Benson for joining us on the show. Real quick, do need to update you, apparently. Memphis City Schools, early dismissal. Or whatever they're called now. Memphis City Shelby Schools.
Mm-hmm.
They are Memphis getting out early.
Memphis Shelby County Schools. Shelby Memphis, either way.
They're
getting out early.
Yeah, got to get them kids home, man. Because there's some inclement weather coming. Wind's coming in. What's that song called?
Yeah, I just got to know my man's not going to martial arts tonight. I guess this stuff's really coming in, huh?
No martial arts class?
I'm assuming it's because of this weather.
Don't worry, though. CJ can redirect the weather with his fists from what he's learned. Right? One with the water.
No. One, yeah, we're not at that level yet.
One with nature.
I doubt we'll get there.
Chim-chiminy, chim-chim-chiru.
No, congrats to the kiddies on getting out
early.
Man, we didn't get out. We didn't get out for some high winds.
No, it's crazy what this generation gets away with. And they would just make us duck and cover, man. You know?
A little half inch of snow predicted. They're out.
Yep. Yeah, if there was severe weather, it would just be like, get in the corner and...
I'm going to look real stupid tomorrow. A tornado come through here.
Hey,
happened before, hasn't it?
I tried to help you, man. Yeah.
We'll have to deal with it.
We'll be doing remote broadcast, bro. Remote like a mug. Anyway, thanks, Jessica Benson, for joining us on the show. We will come back. Doc Holliday is going to join us at 125. Looking forward to catching up with him about Memphis football. Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.